we receive and we take it back out into the world. I think most of you are finished with this activity, and typically I would ask you to sit in silence, either after doing a finger labyrinth meditation or after a walking meditation on the permanent floor labyrinth, that you sit and journal and not censor yourself, but just write down the thoughts in your head. And you will, that will give you an opportunity to pay attention to what is happening. And there are some thoughts you want to keep, and there are some thoughts you want to let go of. Can I just go? So if we were walking on the labyrinth, I would like to add that while some people walk a whole lot faster and other walk slower, that when you come to someone in front of you who's walking much slower than you are and you want to pass, please go ahead and do so. Just remember which circuit you were on, which path you were on. You just walk around them. The idea is to respect everybody's space and their speed and go find something or experience something for yourself. I'm going to allow for questions, 1 or 2 minutes. Do you have who would have a question or to share their experience? Hello. Yes, thank you, Raywin. I also understand before the labyrinth was built, on my business card, I have shrunk a tiny little labyrinth. It's a size of an inch that the women prisoners used to take the tip of their pencil and draw and walk this tiny little labyrinth with their pencil or pen prior to the labyrinth's construction. Yes. 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 It is not. So the question, there were 2 points. In the University of Victoria, there's a chaplain there. Around exams, he would notice that students become so tense, so anxious, that he would either take paint. He would spray paint a labyrinth on grass and have students to walk it prior to during exam time, or he would roll out a canvas labyrinth in the chapel for students to walk. So the other question is how hard it is to draw a labyrinth on canvas. It's not hard, it's getting people to do it. Nothing is really hard. It seems like the doing piece is hard. Yes, the organization and actually doing it.
Okay. So my question is, I work in an elementary school. How young have you seen children enjoy the labyrinth? Because I think a lot of my students who've suffered a fair degree of trauma, were in inner city school, would really benefit from having a peaceful activity like this. And they already enjoy a lot of the mindful breathing we do, but a lot of them don't like to sit still. And so having a moving meditation activity, I think, would be really beneficial and probably well embraced by everyone in the community. Do younger children enjoy the labyrinth? I haven't seen anyone young do it yet.
We're Forest Grove Elementary School. It's elementary school, so it's from kindergarten to grade 7. Everybody was involved in building it, and the principal was involved. Okay, here's another piece of information. Goldie Hung, she is the well-known actress. She lives in North Van. She's donated millions of dollars to UBC and created a program called Mine Up Program. Yep. And although it's out there and it's a huge binder, not all the school embraces it. Not every school is using it. So I think I think meditation is a great thing, and teaching children at an early age that calming ourselves down, it's an alternate way of managing stress. It's an excellent idea. I think sometimes it's getting over the adult perception and the adult's mindset that we have alternatives to stress management.
Do we have time for one more?
Yes, last one.
Hello, are you familiar with the maze in Port Moody? Sorry, the labyrinth.
Is that labyrinth attached to the hospice? Mm-hmm. The hospice people build it. Yes.
Pardon?
It's connected. Yes, yeah, I think I've seen it, yes.
Physically, it's between Ioko Road and the library.
Yes.
It's in that narrow park.
Yes. Yes, and that labyrinth, what's special about that labyrinth is they have little quotes written along the path to encourage people, I guess, to help people to explore concepts like courage, love, peace. Yes. Yes. Thank you. It's been a delight to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
We're now going to sing together. 1, 2, 3. Spirit of Life.
Oh, I love Spirit of Life.
Please stand as you are willing and able.
Spirit of life, come unto me. Sing in my heart all the stirrings of compassion. The shape of justice, whose God we close, sing and be free. Spirit of life, come to me, come to me.
Thank you. Please be seated. That is one of my favorite songs, and is a wonderful meditation to either speak the words or sing the words to yourself or hum the tune, maybe even while you're walking the labyrinth. Our closing words are a loving kindness practice meditation. I'll speak the line, you repeat it. The first piece is, may I, the second is may you, and the third is may we. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. And now think of the people around you or someone in your life. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease.